After you've plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
A harrow.
Yeah. Are there different kinds?
Yes, disc harrows and spike harrows.
Uh-huh.
Disc harrows are the round ones, and that's usually, I think, what they use now. But at one time, they were using spikes,
mm-hmm.
A platform with spikes under, and that was a spike harrow.
Okay.
But the disc harrow, when it came into being, was the best thing. Of course, with horses, one horse could only pull about six small blades. Now you have tractors that carry several rows at a time of these cutting harrows. Mm-hmm. And with those harrows, you can plow.
Yeah.
They turn out, they're adjusted where they turn out, and they'll plow with them. Okay. Now, in our time, we had breaking plows sometimes, big plows with even a knife blade on the front to cut through small roots and this to turn new ground. And then you had smaller plows after the ground had been pulverized and worked.
Okay. That's not done already. No. Okay, a couple more words, all right? What do the wheels of a wagon fit into? What
are
they
connected to? The axle, the hub goes over the axle, and then the nuts on the outside.
Okay. What do you straighten your hair with, a comb and a...
A comb and brush.
Okay.
A curry comb on a horse.
Mm-hmm. What do you use to sharpen a razor, a straight razor on a leather?
A strop.
Mm-hmm.
We called it strap.
Okay.
Strap instead of strop, but okay. Strap.
What's a plank that's laid over a little trestle or something that children... used to play a game?
Seesaw.
Seesaw, I thought. Okay. Are there some other games like that, like a plank that's anchored in the middle to a post or a stump, and children get on each end and spin around? Do you have a name for that?
No.
No?
Okay. You're thinking of a merry-go-round? Or
that type of thing, like a homemade merry-go-round.
No, I don't recall a name.
Okay. What do you wheel things around in, like a small vehicle to carry bricks out there or something?
Well, before the white man introduced that invention to us people, we walked on all fours. But with the invention of the wheelbarrow, we have walked on our hind legs ever since.
Mm-hmm.
So that taught us to walk on our hind legs, the wheelbarrow. Incidentally, I have one myself with a single wheel that I made.
Okay, what do you put on when you go out in the wintertime?
A coat.
Mm-hmm.
Or an overcoat.
Uh-huh. What might your wife wear over her dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
Yeah.
Or a bib apron, if it's one that comes up almost to your neck.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you drink from at the pump or well? What sort of cup? What might it be made out of?
Agate.
Okay.
Or a dipper, you're thinking.
Okay, a type of metal it might be made out of.
This is sheet steel covered with agate.
Okay. Or maybe beggars, maybe they don't, in the north at least.
We just call it a dipper.
Okay.
But now they make them from aluminum and and whatever, but a good agate dipper was hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
And it made the water taste so much cooler.
Yeah. Okay, what does a woman wear around her wrist?
A bracelet.
Okay. What does she carry, like her wallet? Usually women use it, not men.
A handbag or a purse.
Mm-hmm.
No, the purse is what goes inside the handbag.
Okay.
Now you carry shoulder bags, too.
Mm-hmm. When it rains, what do you put up over your
head? An umbrella.
Uh-huh. What's at the head of the bed that you put your head on when you go to sleep?
A pillow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you put on a bed for warmth?
Blanket.
Okay. What type of cover that has some kind of batting in it, or it's lined, or it's...
A quilt.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Let me stop this. All right, now, why don't you just quickly, all I want you to do is...